Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and this is a brutal honesty post, and the title is Fix You First. So we've done a couple brutal honesty ones, and if you've never listened to any of those before, it's basically where my intent is to be helpful. However, I will say things that I'm assuming are going to kind of pick at some people, and it's going to kind of like press some buttons and pick at some places you've maybe been trying to hide or you don't want picked at. So these can come across as a little abrasive, and I kind of like giving a little bit of a warning about that. But the intention of these isn't to be abrasive. This isn't to be like a shock value. It's just that I know that it may be shocking, so I want to give the warning. The hopeful intent is just to raise some awareness of an issue that is maybe sensitive, and maybe with that raised awareness, you'll look inward and see if there's anything you can do to kind of correct this in your own life. So these are all lessons that I am trying to correct in my life, either things I have corrected and are working to maintain, or things I'm working through correcting. So I'm definitely in the mix, so none of this is ever meant to be me on a soapbox talking about how great I am and how bad everybody else is. So I absolutely need all the work that I can get. Yes. So one of the greatest things I ever learned in my life was to shut up. And this is unrelated to the lesson, but maybe just helpful, is I remember my dad told me it's better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and prove it. So in life, I've benefited a lot by just not talking. So as they say, God gave you two ears and one mouth, so you should listen twice as much as you talk. But it's helped me a lot, because there are times when I would have had opinions or just said things that maybe weren't necessary to be said at the time. And by just shutting the hell up, things sorted themselves out, or I learned eventually what was worth getting giving my attention to. And that helped a lot. So that was one lesson that I learned in life, and I'm still continually trying to maintain that one. But it's something that made a big impact in my life, and it really, really has helped me have a healthier, happier life and better relationships, better work, reputation, stuff like that. So I hope that in the presentation of these type of brutal honesty things, that it can provide a life lesson that would benefit you in the same way that I've had benefits. So today's one we want to look at is Fix You First. And in a sense, I want to start with a story, give some situations of why this came up, and then let's kind of wrap it up with a good lesson or kind of a thing we could take with us. So one time I was at a grocery store, and I remember I went into the grocery store as a typical male does, and you walk right past the carts, right past the buggies, right past the little hand baskets. You're like, I'm only going to grab two or three things. You end up with like 10 or 12. You're trying to balance them all in your arms. It's ridiculously uncomfortable. You look like an idiot. And you eventually walk up to the cash register, and you hope that you can just walk up, dump it all out in the conveyor belt, and, sigh of relief. You can get all the crap out of your hands. Well, I remember at that time, I went into the grocery store, gathered up all my shit like I'm an idiot, and had too much in my arms, and I went to the register, and there was a person who had one or two things on the back end of the conveyor belt, but the whole front side of the conveyor belt was completely open. And there was really no, like, the person in front of them was just checking out. There was a good solid, like, 3 or 4 feet between them, and I was just like, why in the world won't they move forward? And like a total dumbass, I didn't just politely ask if they could move forward. I thought, I don't want to be too rude. So instead of me being outwardly not rude, because it's not that rude to just say, hey, do you mind moving forward so I can set some of this stuff down? I can't believe I grabbed so much. I really should grab a basket next time. And they go, ha ha, yeah, I've done the same thing too. And then it's solved. But instead of being confrontational or potentially confrontational, and since I'm an introvert, I didn't really want to talk to anybody, I just stood there, and without being outwardly rude, I was inwardly rude and just judging the shit out of the person in front of me. And why in the world would they move forward? They only have two or three things. What are they doing? People are so inconsiderate, blah, 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 blah. So I was having my own little pity party, judging the hell out of the person in front of me. And Meanwhile, once the person, two people in front paid, the conveyor belt went forward, that person moved forward, I dumped all my crap on the conveyor belt, and then stood there just getting mad and just kind of judging. Well, that person was checking out, all my crap was on the back end of the conveyor belt, and there was someone behind me who was waiting to put their stuff down. And I didn't recognize it until the person in front of me paid. And then I went to move my stuff forward, looked behind me, and went, oh, crap, I just did the same thing to that person. So there I was, judging the hell out of the person in front of me, and I committed the same grocery store sin. So that does happen to all of us. I'm definitely not immune to it. So that was a good learning lesson for me, was before I judge others, try to correct my own mistakes. So I could have grabbed a cart or a basket before I went in. So I've learned that I had actionable steps that I could have taken to improve the situation. So it's my fault. It's not that person's fault in front of me. I could have prepared myself better by grabbing the cart or the basket. I could have simply asked the person to move forward. I could have just spoke up for myself. But I didn't. So I didn't take preparatory steps, and I didn't speak up for myself. But yet I was blaming someone else. That is pretty damn dumb, right? So I had all these ways to be in control of what was happening, to control myself to fix the situation. But instead, I blamed others, and I waited for others to change based on they should know what I need. People can't read minds. They have enough shit going on in their own life. They don't care about yours. And it's not that they don't care, but their top of their mind isn't what's happening to the people around me. It's what's happening to me, what's happening to my loved ones, what's happening in the next hour. You know, what did I just get out of? You know, so everybody's going to be self-absorbed. So expecting others to just magically know what your needs are is absolutely stupid. To blame others for events or situations when you had the ability to make an influence, but you chose not to, is absolutely stupid. So that is to start the story with me being the idiot. So that way now, if I kind of point out that other people are the idiots, it maybe doesn't feel so bad. So everybody would probably like if I just stopped with me being the idiot as the main part of the story. However, in our gym, we've been lucky where we live in South Carolina, there isn't a lot of cases of coronavirus happening. So they haven't really closed down the city. They're not doing any kind of like non-recreational businesses have to close, kind of any situation like that. So our gym has been able to stay open. Now, to kind of mitigate some of the issues, we're not accepting anybody new, to just try not to like expose our current clientele to too many people or overburden the place and get too many people in one room. So we've kind of made a little bit of restrictions by choice, but we are very, very, very fortunate. And I can't state that enough. We are very fortunate that we're able to stay open compared to some of my business friends who have to close their gyms down. And I feel very sad for them, very bummed for them, and I'm very blessed, very grateful, very appreciative that I haven't had to do the same yet. So I don't ever want to discredit that. So, but we have been able to stay open, and with the coronavirus happening and going on right now, there are people who are definitely more sensitive to what's going on. They maybe want to self-quarantine even if they don't have to. People are more concerned about wiping stuff down in the gym. They're more concerned about the population or the crowd in the gym. So we've had people express their thoughts towards that. And one of the things that has caught me off guard, and I don't know why it still does because it's human nature, is how much people focus on other people, on how much they'll talk about what other people need to do or change in order for things to be right, but they never really focus on themselves. So I remember we had somebody talking about, you know, so-and-so person didn't wipe this down, so-and-so person didn't wipe that down. Meanwhile, they left the gym and they left equipment out. So they broke one of the cardinal sins of the gym by blaming, while they were blaming other people for doing the same thing. So they were watching everybody else work out, judging who was wiping down, who wasn't, but yet they left their equipment out like an asshole that everybody else had to put away and kind of work around. But they didn't see their own mistakes. Then you also have people talking about overcrowding in the gym. Like, oh, there's too many people at this time and too many people at this time and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, they're in the gym for 2 or 3 freaking hours. Well, if you don't like it being crowded, why the hell are you here for so damn long? Now, I'm happy they're here, don't get me wrong. I'm glad they're here and I want them to get a great workout. But if your concern is the place being so busy, why are you staying so long? Just like the person who was so busy watching everybody else, whether they wipe things down or not, didn't put any of their equipment away. Come on now. We're so busy judging other people that we're not paying attention to our own actions. Just like in the grocery store, I was so busy judging the hell out of the person in front of me for not moving forward that I didn't move forward for the person behind me. It happens, it's human nature, but let's be better than that. Let's try to fix what we can fix. So, if we want others to change, the first thing we have to do is look at what we can change. What of your actions can you change, rather than focusing on others' actions? So, if you want stuff to be wiped down, we are doing our best to remind people and tell people, but everybody makes mistakes. So, wipe stuff down before you use it and after you use it. Then you won't have to worry about it. You won't have to worry about anybody ever making a mistake, ever. Out of all 100 people in the gym, you don't have to worry about it. If you wipe down stuff before and after, you're good to go. You never have to get mad at anybody else. You don't have to be put at risk by anybody else. You don't have to be under the control of anybody else. Just wipe down what you want to use before and after you're done. If you're worried about overcrowding, well, if you see it's busy before you come in, don't come in. Try to come back later if you can. And I know some people don't have flexible schedules, and I understand, but if you do, use that and come back at a different time. And we've actually had people already do that. So I've talked to 4 people who in just in the last like 3 to 4 days said they drove into the parking lot, saw it was kind of busy, so they went and ran a couple errands, got something to eat or drink, came back, and a car or two had left, so then they came in. So some people are already controlling their own actions. And that's great. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that. And for those who are looking at others' actions, maybe we need to have that same kind of introspective look to see what are we doing, right or wrong, before we look at what others doing, right and wrong. What of our actions can we change to control the situation? Rather than waiting for other people to change their actions, therefore giving them control of the situation, and in return, kind of giving control of us. If I'm going to wait for other people to change for me to be happy, I will never be happy. They may change, but they may change right back. People cannot read your mind. For the love of God, people cannot read your mind. Speak up. If you want somebody to change something, then ask them. Don't tell them. Don't be, you know, like condescending. Don't be snippy. Just be nice. Approach it how you would want someone to approach you. So, like I said in the grocery line, I could have been mad at the person in front of me and I said, move forward, man. There's other people who need space, blah, 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 blah. And that would have been a total asshole. And I should have punched myself in the face if I'd ever said that. Or I could say, hey, you don't mind, I kind of grabbed way too much, and it's kind of like kind of hard to hold on to. Would you mind moving your stuff forward so I can have some room? And I'm sure they would be super helpful. If you ask people to help, they are more likely to do it and be happy doing it. If you tell people what you want out of force or anger, that is never going to go well. They may play along, but they're not going to like you, and they're not going to want to help you anytime soon after that. So, people can't read your mind, speak up. But when you speak up kindly. Okay? So, another thing that I think is funny is I've had people ask about why don't we put more signs up in the gym about, you know, extra this, extra that, da-da-da, da-da-da. And my answer is dumb people don't read signs. Now, that's not politically correct. But that's the shortened version of every lesson I've learned from when I put signs up in the gym. Is dumb people do not read signs. The people who you make the signs for do not read them. And the only people who read the signs are the ones who are doing the right things anyhow. Because it's only the right action to read a sign, correct? So people who already are worried about right actions are the only ones who do the right action to read the sign. I remember in the early days when I owned the gym, This is back within the first year. I was flipping out because people were not putting stuff away because it wasn't a normal habit in our gym yet. Because for some reason, no other gym gives a shit and people are assholes and they just throw it wherever they want. So we had a sign up. I put a piece of paper nailed to a board. I put the board leaned against a chair and I put it in the walkway of the gym. At the time, the walkway of the gym was more narrowed because we had a wall in place. But I literally had it to where people had to step sideways around the board. And then I watched the videos, the video, okay, of like what had happened throughout the day. And I can't tell you, because it's too depressing of a number to try to remember, how many people would walk up, see the board in the way, take the sidestep and keep walking within half a second. They never even bothered to read the sign that was deemed so important by me that I would prop it up on a damn chair, nailed to a board, and put it right in their walkway. There are people who didn't read that sign. Guess which people that sign was for? Those people. The people who didn't read the damn thing. So, my phrasing is, dumb people don't read signs. So, I remember there was another story. I was walking on a treadmill with a friend of mine. I won't say his name so he won't get kind of tied into the story. But we were walking on a treadmill. This is back when our gym actually had treadmills. We were just kind of walking, not really paying much attention to each other, just kind of doing kind of meaningless cardio at the time, just kind of walking and relaxing. A guy came up, and I had headphones in, and he started talking to me anyhow, so I had to take one of my headphones out and say, "Hey, sorry, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?" And he said, "You know, I don't like these signs all around the gym. You know, it really feels kind of demeaning, like making me, you know, think I can't control myself. I don't really like these signs up." And I said, "Well, the signs are there because people won't follow through with the actions of what the signs say. So it's a good reminder for people." "Yeah, well, I don't think that really works anyhow. I mean, you know, it's not really good having signs up, but you should just kick those kind of people out." So he then walked out. The sign was for people to put their equipment away, especially on the squat racks, if people left band pegs out or hooks or J-cups on the floor and stuff like that. Guess what this moron did before he walked over to tell me about the signs, tell me that I should kick people out who don't listen to the signs, and then left? He left shit on the squat rack. Thank God that dude left. I could not handle him any longer. So, but that shows the stupidity of all of us, myself included. How sometimes we get so worked up about those damn signs and we want to tell somebody a piece of our mind, but we're not paying attention to our own actions. Just like in the grocery store, I was so damn mad at that person in front of me for not moving forward that I didn't pay attention to my own actions and I didn't move forward for the person behind me. So that's what we want to work on. So if we get caught up in watching other people, whether they do things right or wrong, we lose track of our own mistakes. If somebody's doing something wrong that directly influences you, it's okay to speak up, but speak up kindly and speak up right away. They can't read your mind. So don't get angry. Don't be mean to them, waiting for them to change, waiting for them to realize it. They can't read your mind. You're not the top priority in their life. So tell them what you need kindly, and they'll play along 99% of the time. Okay? Now, before we leave, so there is the comparison reaction. So when you tell somebody, "Hey, you need to do this, this, and this," they're like, "Well, you're not doing it, or this person isn't doing it, blah, 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 blah." Who gives a shit what other people are doing? Do you. Other people's standards don't define yours. Be better. Other people commit murder. Does that mean you should commit murder? No. So if somebody tells you something that you are doing incorrectly and you need to correct it, don't bother looking around at who else has or has not corrected it. None of that shit matters. Fix yourself. Fix you first. Okay? If what they said is true, nothing else matters. Fix it. Show it can be done. Lead the way. Shut the hell up and just address it. So, when you're presented with a situation and you are so angry and so mad and you're waiting and wanting for others to change, stop. Take a breath. Don't be a victim. Don't give away control of the situation. Ask yourself, in this moment, in this situation, what are my actions I can take to have control and influence? rather than listing in your mind all the actions everyone else needs to take. You can't control everybody else, but you damn sure can control you. Stay in control. Don't be a victim and fix you first. Okay? So, hopefully that helps. If you're having trouble with a situation, and whether you just want to ask, like, what we would do in that situation, you can reach out to us or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. Or if you want to do, like, well, screw you, buddy. You know, given this, this, and this, this is what I have going on. What the hell would you ever do? Send us that, too. I don't care. So if there's a way you need help, even if you're angry at me, I still want to help you, okay? So if there's something that you're struggling with and you're not sure how to handle it, but you want to handle it in the best way, so if you want some guidance, we can give you guidance. We can send you in the direction of a book or people smarter than me. That's a hell of a lot short. A lot of people on that list. But we can help, okay? So email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com if you're struggling with anything. We want to make sure you have a healthy, happy life. So, and that includes mental and emotional health, relational health. So reach out with anything that you need. Cool. Okay. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.